the right one. Welcome to this meeting of the Plans Committee for Chelm Borough Council. Please note that this meeting is being recorded and the recording will be made available on the Council's website following the meeting. Under the Openness of Local Government Bodies regulations, people may film or record this meeting, and this is outside of the Council's control. However, people wishing to film or record the meeting should do so in a way that does not disrupt the business of the meeting. Also, so that the meeting is not disturbed, can I ask everybody present to please turn off your mobile phones or switch them to silent to ensure that, the meeting is distraction-free. In addition, please turn off smart speakers on phones, Alexa, Siri, Cortona, etc., as these can record conversations and this could be a breach of the GDPR. Voting will be undertaken by a show of hands, for, against or abstain. Speakers will be called forward at the appropriate time by the chair and brought into the room accordingly. They may stay in the public gallery for the debate of their item. But following that, they may be asked to leave by the chair to ensure continued social distancing. The speaker's table will be cleaned in between uses. Speakers have 5 minutes each and they'll be timed by the Democratic Services officer. And when you have 1 minute remaining, you'll be advised. Item 1, application number P/20/2199/2, Bowbridge Homes, Nampanton, land off Leconfield Road, Nampanton. On this item, there'll be three speakers: James Matley on behalf of Nampanton's Ward Residents Group, Carl Stott, agent, Councillor Parsons and Councillor Smidovich. Ward councillors will be sharing the time. Item 2, planning application number P/20/2349/2, Davidson's Developments Limited, land off Boonton Way, Meadow Way, including number 65, Glebe Road, Quenneborough. On this one, there's going to be three speakers: Claire Plant, agent, Stephen Wright, Quenneborough Parish Council, and Councillor Daniel Grimley, ward councillor. Item 3, application number P/21/0535/2, Owl Partnerships Limited and Nottingham Community Housing Association Limited and Inside Land South Limited, land off Homefield Road, Sowerby, Leicestershire, LE127LZ. There'll be three speakers on this item: David Pendle, agent, Elizabeth Jones, Sowerby Parish Council, Councillor Murphy, ward councillor. Item 4, planning application number P/21/12600/2, Penman Estates Limited, RV Millington Limited, Sarah Higgins and Gavin Higgins, land at Ashby Road, Markfield. No speakers on that item. Item number 5, planning application number P/21/1017/2, Leicester City Football Club, Football Training Ground, Hill Lane, Seagrave, Leicestershire, LE127NG. Three speakers on this item: Neil Alcock, agent, Councillor Adrian Franks, Seagrave Parish Council, Councillor James Poland, ward councillor. Item 6, planning application number P/21/0010/2, Mrs. Z. Waddy, 124 Maple Road South, Loughborough, Leicestershire, LE112JR. No speakers on that one. There's an enforcement report, enforcement reference number E/12/0186, land off Cropston Road, Anstey, LE77FF. Two speakers on this one. There'll be a Matthew Twigger, objector, and Councillor Taylor, ward councillor. Item 1, apologies. Have we received any apologies?
Through you, Chair. Apologies received from Councillor Fryer. Councillor Snart will be substituting. And Councillor Grimley said he'll be stepping down from this meeting, and Councillor Murphy will be substituting.
Thank you. I think proper procedure is to actually put this to a vote. I propose that Councillor David Snart takes the role of Vice Chair for this meeting. Can I have a seconder? Thank you very much. That's Councillor Murphy. Thank you. Councillor Snart, can you join me, please, up here? Can you bring your name tag with you, please? Mrs. Harrison has just pointed out that I should also put this to the meeting. We've had some late requests to speak, so I'm proposing that we allow Stephen Wright, Chairman of Quenneborough Parish Council, to speak tonight, and also, I'll do the two together, Councillor Adrian Franks of Seagrave Parish Council is a late request. Also, I propose that they be allowed to speak. Can I have a seconder on that? Thank you, Councillor. Sorry, I also have Neil Alcock, agent, late request for P/21/10174/2. So there's three there. You're happy with that? Thank you, Councillor Ransom. Thank you very much. The committee is asked to confirm as a record the meetings of the meeting held on the 27th of January 2022. I now ask the committee to confirm by a show of hands that the minutes are correct. Thank you. Mrs. Harrison, is that recorded? Thank you. Yeah. No, that's right. You didn't put your hand up. Thank you. The minutes of the previous meeting have been confirmed as a correct record. I will now sign them. Who's got them? You can sign the records. Okay. Thank you. Item three, questions under committee procedure 12.8. No questions have been submitted. Clerk?
Sorry, Chair. No questions submitted.
Thank you. Item four, disclosures of pecuniary and personal interests. Are there any disclosures of interests? Councillor Murphy?
Chair, item number three, I should be speaking, so I shall leave the room and speak at the appropriate time.
Thank you. Councillor Gerrard?
Thank you, Chair. Item two, my Syston ward is next door to this ward. I come with an open mind.
Thank you very much. Councillor Lowe.
Thank you, Chair. I've received various emails and letters through the post. I've also received a lobbyist at my door, Chair, on item number one. I still come here with an open mind and took no notice of the letters or the lobbyist.
Okay, thank you. So I'm aware that some members of the committee may have had in-person visits from somebody seeking to lobby them in respect of this application. If they have not already informed the head of planning and regeneration about such lobbying, could any member of the committee who have visited or lobbied now declare that for transparency purposes and confirm whether or not you still have an open mind in relation to this application? I take it from this show of hands, you've all been lobbied?
Yes.
Okay, can I just confirm that nobody's expressed a view or engaged in conversation and you all come here with an open mind?
Yes.
Thank you, and that includes me. I've not been lobbied, but I come here with an open mind. Councillor Snart?
Thank you, Chair. Item two is the P202349. I ask a general question at full council about neighbourhood plans and subsequently received an email about a planning case in Suffolk. I've come here to this meeting with an open mind when deciding this application.
Thank you. Is there anybody? I'm sorry.
I spoke at the meeting on December the 1st, therefore I have a personal interest with bias, therefore will leave the room for this application. And item five, I am a long-standing supporter of Leicester City Football Club, but come here with an open mind when deciding this application. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. I'd also like to put on record that I have an interest in an SUE, which is the land is being bought by two of the developers listed here tonight. So that's Barwood and Davidson's. I've had no contact with them about any of these applications here tonight and come here with an open mind. But I'd like that recording. Item 5, planning applications. I've done the two late requests, I do apologise. So, item 1, application number P/20/21992/2, Bowbridge Homes, Nampanton, land off Leckenfield Road, Nampanton. The presentation is by Mark Pickrell. I'm going to ask Mark Pickrell now to present the item to the meeting.
Thank you, Chair. So, yes, as Chairman said, before you now is an outline application for residential development with associated infrastructure for up to 30 dwellings, including details of associated point of access. All other matters, such as landscaping, scale, layout and appearance, are reserved matters. So on the screen before you now, we've got the red line which has been submitted with the application. As you can see, it encompasses one field and also the site location plan extends to include part of the public highway. In terms of where the site is in relation to the rest of Loughborough, we've got an aerial view of the area. Obviously, it's on the west of Loughborough here and the site outlined in red here. Also in the area of the site, you may be looking at a bit of a dark screen there. To describe what...
Can I just stop you there, just please, for a moment? Ed, would you be able to turn off the lights for us, please, so we can see the screen? Thank you.